Okay, children, so now we move on to the next section of this particular chapter. Now we are going to see the square by the visual method. Please open your books to page 51. Now we can find the squares of small numbers like 3, 6, 9, 11 because it's bi-hearted. You know the numbers till 20 very easily. But what about numbers like more than 100? How do we find the squares of that? Now there is a rule in algebra which is a plus b whole square. What do? A square plus 2ab plus b square. So supposing I have a number like 102, I can rewrite that number as 100 plus 2 whole square. So you have to assume 100 to be a and the 2 to be b. So keeping the a plus b whole square formula, that is a square plus 2ab plus b square, you can see that we get the answer 10404. Please turn the page to page 52. Now, another interesting pattern in square is finding the area, the square of a number containing 5 in its unit place. Now, just see the number 25 square. So, what is the pattern that we follow? We take 2, the first number, into 2 plus 1, 100 plus 25. And you get your answer, that is 625. Let us look at another example, 75 square. The first number is 7 into 7 plus 1, 100 plus 25 is equals to 5625. Let's take another example, 45 square. Your first number is 4. 4 into 4 plus 1, 100 plus 25, which is equals to 2025. I guess seeing this, it is very easy for us to calculate big numbers with a 5 ending, getting the squares of these numbers. Now we shall see the Pythagorean triplets. Consider the numbers 3, 4 and 5. So we'll take 3 as A, 4 as B and 5 as C. Now the formula goes as we'll take A square, B square, C square. That is 3 square, 4 square and 5 square. You'll have to just remember this particular formula. A square plus B square is equals to C square. So, we have 3 square plus 4 square which is equals to 5 square. That's a 9 plus 16. 9 plus 16 is equals to 25. Let's take another triplet. 6, 8, 10. That means 6 square plus 8 square will give me 10 square. So, 36 plus 64 is equals to 100. Now, such triplets ABC are called Pythagorean triplets. I repeat, A square plus B square is equals to C square. Now children, along with this particular exercise also, you have sums done. In the next audio, we'll go to the next portion.